This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're live today on Pet Life Radio's Ask the Vets with Dr. Jeff, along with my Instagram Live, here for you, here for your pets. And my first wave is Sarah. Hello. And Helen, LA Pet Care. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Good morning. Good morning. We'll get some more people here. I'm going to wave. Eloise, happy Father's Day. Sharon, happy Father's Day to all of the men out there. You know, I was thinking about that this morning. I usually have breakfast with my son and three of my grandsons at my son's house. He lives four blocks away. It's great on Sunday mornings. I'm realizing this morning, I'm wishing my son a happy Father's Day. He's the father of three. I'm grandfather of eight, but no dad. So it's like, I actually have a friend who's our age. Right? We're 71, turning 72. He has both parents alive still, and they are both over 100, which is really crazy when you think about it. So, hey, Steve. But most of us in this era, we don't have dads. And I was thinking about it, you know, if anyone remembers, Steve, maybe you remember, but what was like the classic joke gift? Not joke. It became a joke because that was the classic gift for Father's Day, what we used to give to our fathers. And you notice it if you look at many Father's Day cards. And anyway, it's hysterical. And anyone can chime in. Mark, you could chime in too. What was the classic tie? Exactly. Mark got it right away. And so, you know, the funny thing is, it's a tie for those who don't know. And hysterical is that, oh, my new nephew, my four-legged nephew has arrived. That's great. Hey, Steph, how are you? So anyway, my dad, I think the only time he ever wore a tie was his wedding. And it was a bow tie. I don't think I've ever seen him in a tie. His classic look when he would go out nice would be a turtleneck or a mock turtleneck with a sport coat. He hated wearing ties. So, you know, the funny, we'd get him a tie and they would pile. I think I have some of the ties I bought for him for Father's Day, you know, 40, 50 years ago. It is crazy. Anyway, thank you. Thank you. So hope all is well out there. Hope everybody's doing okay. Here in LA, yesterday was a gorgeous day. Today, hopefully, it's going to be a gorgeous day for all of you celebrating Father's Day. But right now, pretty overcast here in LA. So this week, I don't really realize it all the time, but this week, one of my vet school classmates reached out to me, about a month and a half ago, that one of our other classmates has a cabin house, more like a house, in Idaho. I've never been to Idaho. I know, shame on me. So it's in Ashton, Idaho. We fly into Idaho Falls, and he's about 60 miles away from Montana and the western entrance to the Yellowstone National Park. So one of the things we did was we went to Yellowstone. But it's crazy how I'm so used to congestion, to traffic. You go out there, you look out on his balcony, you don't see another house. There's a little farmhouse right next door. Otherwise, you can see the Teton Range, mountain range with snow-capped mountains. You can, in some views, you can see even some of the parts of the Sierras. I mean, it's unbelievably quiet. It's gorgeous. It's serene. And it's so natural. There's a river running through his property. I mean, it is so cool. So when you see that, you realize how tough it is sometimes for us in more crazy cities. Anyway, questions. I want some questions about your pets. So I had an interesting case this week. And, you know, fortunately, it is doing well. Hey, JB, how are you? So it started out, we were trying to look for what we call testicles that never descend. Okay. So we call it monorchid if it's one, cryptorchid if it's both. And usually you find the testicles in a certain area, like they're making their way embryologically. They start up at the kidney and they move down and they go through the inguinal ring. And you can find them somewhere, you know, in the, you know, around the prepuce, underneath, near the inguinal ring. This one was really tough. We could not find anything. Finally, we extended our incision almost up to the kidneys, and we found the right testicle pretty right there. Now, okay, well, if the right testicle is up there, probably the left testicle is on the other side. We looked and looked, could not find it. Finally, dog was under anesthesia forever, so maybe it was stuck in the inguinal ring, and you can't see that even on x-ray. So we felt palpated, nothing. So we made the decision at the time, let's close him up. So we close him up. He's doing great, but this is the point I wanted to make. We sent him home with a knee collar and Elizabethan collar, those big hard plastic collars. And what people tend to do is they go to the pet shop and they buy the ones that the blow up or the soft ones. Don't do it. Because what happens is, I shouldn't say don't forever. There are some things that might help. But when a dog wants to get around, especially a big dog, and this is an Akita, wants to get around and lick, they are going to do that. And so what's going to happen is they will lick at the incision. The dog went for the first 3 days doing fine. And then they got a call from the owner. The incision is bleeding. I'm thinking, no, that doesn't make sense. If there was a bleed, a significant bleed, it would have happened, you know, right away. I mean, you would know it literally right away before they even go home. And we've had them before where they close up fine, sitting in their cage, ready to go home, and they start bleeding again. We got to open up, find out what bled, opens a little ligature slip, something happens. It doesn't happen 3 days later. So I said, send me pictures. Sure enough, the area around the incision, bright red, inflamed. I said, this dog is licking. And with the collar you have, if not the tongue isn't getting there, the collar is rubbing back and forth. And it caused so much irritation. And that was the problem, of course. So we told them we got to use the collar that we sent home, which is a lot firmer. It won't crack. It won't bend to the point where they can still get to it. Anyway, dog is doing great. But it reminds me to let you know, when your dog is sent home with an Elizabethan collar, either you got to get a bodysuit, you got a collar, depending on where the lesion is, but don't count on those little blow-up collars or the soft ones, because they're not going to help. And it defeats the purpose of having a collar in the first place. Ask your veterinarian, watch them carefully, and go from there. Now, I got some questions coming in. First of all, Lulu started biting and scratching her sides above her hind legs. She has a Comfortis 10 days ago because she is white with pink skin. There's no fleas. Gave Temeril P. Now, okay, so Temeril P is okay. What makes Temeril P okay is the P is for prednisone. Temeril itself is like an antihistamine. And we talked about this before. Antihistamines by themselves, unless they're the drowsy type like Benadryl or Chlorthalidone, they will not really help that much. Because histamine doesn't have a major role in dog allergies. The P, however, the prednisone, which is only 2 milligrams in a Temeril P, that could be of some benefit. So if there's still a lot of scratching, of course, check for fleas. Comfortis is still okay. Not my favorite, but it's still okay. But make sure that the allergy treatment is more specific. Prednisone is good. But then it's, again, 0.25 milligram per pound. So a 5 milligram pred for a 20-pound dog on a decreasing dose, that should be effective. But think about, again, Apoquil or Cytopoint or Zenrelia as a better choice for actual anti-allergy. Now, remember, a lot of these dogs have secondary infection. And it could be bacterial infection, more common, could be fungal infection. So make sure that if you're treating a dog that has lesions on the skin because of allergy, they're also getting an antibiotic or an antifungal. There was a question. Keep seeing people selling things starting with dog's pee. Should be clear, not yellow. What is it? No, it shouldn't. No. Is it true? Should it be yellow? It should be yellow. Clear urine means one of two things. Either means that they're drinking way too much water, either because they, what we call psychogenic polydipsia. They just like you drinking water. The yellow is the filtered product of what the body is supposed to do. So you see concentrated urine, and that's why urine specific gravity, right? Normal should be at least 10, 17, 10, 18, and above, up to 10, 60. So that means the more concentrated, the yellower it's going to be. All right. That's the byproduct of what the body is trying to do to eliminate all the bad things. Now, when you have clear urine, that tells me either you're diluting the urine, everything's working fine, but they're drinking too much. Now, there's also a disease called, you've heard of diabetes mellitus. That is sugar diabetes. There's also diabetes insipidus, which is water diabetes. These dogs are not able to concentrate urine. They don't have antidiuretic hormone working in their behalf. And therefore, as much as goes in is coming out. And that's why the urine is very clear. So when you have kidneys that start to fail, same thing. That's why dogs with kidney failure, let's start with disease, start drinking more water. Because they're always thirsty because a lot of the water that's coming out that's not supposed to. The job of a healthy kidney is to read what the body needs, keep it, and only urinate out the excess. And of course, all the problems that we see that the kidneys are working to eliminate the diseased part, not even disease, but the infections, the things that we are. Think about when you have a dog defecating, they're keeping the nutrients and the rest is being thrown out. Same thing with kidneys. They're keeping the good stuff, keeping the water, eliminating the rest. So when you have kidneys that are no longer working, they can't do that. So everything is coming out. And because of all the water coming out that's not supposed to, the body was supposed to keep the water that the body needs and only urinate out the excess. So clear urine can mean drinking too much water, all right, either just because of psychogenic or because of diabetes insipidus, all right, or they just happen to drink too much water. Think of it this way. Women don't probably experience this as much as the guys. You go out to the pub and you're watching football in a sports bar, and what are you drinking? Beer. Well, drink a little too much beer, and then you're going to the bathroom every 10 minutes. The urine is pretty clear, isn't it? Well, that's why. Too much fluid going in, it's diluting out, and that's why it's clear. But otherwise, keep an eye on it. When you see clear urine and your dog is drinking too much or excessively going back for more, always thirsty, that can be a problem. You need to see your veterinarian. Yellow urine is good. Now, if it's too yellow, that means they're dehydrated. Again, that's also not good. That's why there's a range of the specific gravity. If it's higher than 1060, then that could be a problem. They're dehydrated. All right. Boy, I hope you learned something on that one. Happy Father's Day. Again, a lot of happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. All right, Deb, on the RSV vaccine. So the guy that I need to talk to, who is a maven, he's a professor emeritus at North Carolina State University, and he's been running around town. He's on vacation. I reached out to him. So we keep threatening to hear from each other. And as soon as we do, I'll be talking to him. He's Dr. Richard Ford, amazing guy. And he's emeritus now, so he gets to travel and enjoy life a little bit more. But anyway, when I get in touch with him, we will let you know. All right. Indigo, hi, how are you? If you see blocking in the throat, can't get food down, or doing endoscopy, can't happen until August. Well, it could be cancer. It could be something. When you say the throat, it really is just the esophagus. And so something is in there, and it's either accumulated food because of a stricture below that point. So the stuff is getting stuck. And unfortunately, I will find somebody who could do endoscopy before that. But it is, you don't want to wait. You can't wait till August. The only thing we can do is we could try and push everything down is anesthetize or sedate, take a long, long endotracheal tube that's supposed to go down the trachea and put it down the esophagus and see if it's something we can push in. If there's something stuck in there and we can push it into the stomach, that's great. So that was my thought. That's the thing we can try this week. But as far as the real, if there's a mechanical stricture, meaning something is scarred down, and the reason why we see what we're seeing on an x-ray is that we need to get push that down or pull it out. But that would need what was called a scope that has a balloon at the end of it. So it's the same deal they do in people. You know, when you have a stricture at the pylorus, at the cardia, where the food is going from the esophagus into the stomach, they have a little balloon that stretches it. They put it in there, it's thin, you blow it up, and it's pulling, and it's making the hole bigger. That may be something that needs to be done as well. Cancer, a possibility, but I don't know. There's more to be seen on that. All right. As dogs age, are 17, is it common? They pee more frequently, especially. So yes, because what's happening is, JB, okay, this is a great question. There's so many possibilities. One is the kidneys are starting to get weak, fail. They're not doing their job as well. So the dog is drinking more water than normal. Number two is just urinary incontinence. They're getting older. Just like with some people that after wearing Depends or some sort of diaper, they don't have the same control. So they get up and they pee. Now, if it's especially at night and they seem to be able to control it, it's not incontinence. Incontinence is where they're lying down, having the rest, and all of a sudden the pee starts coming out. And they don't even know it. That's incontinence. When they're having frequency of urination, all right, because they can't control it, that it could be age-related, or why are they so frequently controlled? Why are they urinating out more than normal? So there's so much so that they have to go in the middle of the night. And that could be because of drinking too much water. Why are they drinking too much water? We discussed. Probably because the kidneys are starting to go down. So what I would recommend for now, well, first of all, you got to have it checked out. Absolutely important to have your analysis and see what's going on with the kidneys, have some blood work, check the kidneys out, etc. Then next step is if you have a dog that's just the sphincter or the whole body is weaker, just happens to men with prostate disease, prostatic inflammation, you have that urge to go more often. Maybe hold back water, but you can't do this until you know that everything is okay. But you hold back water maybe at 8 p.m., pull up the water bowl. Then before bed, 9, 10, whatever, take him for a walk, let him urinate out again, and then hopefully he'll go the night. But you got to do some checking up first. Dogs have healthy blood, good, but she will eat and eat and eat if you allow it. And that's just dogs. Well, a lot of dogs just like to eat and eat and eat. The question is, with all that eating, are they gaining weight? If they're gaining weight, then you got to control their food. They can't do it. However, if they are eating and eating, but they're losing weight or need to eat more, but they're not gaining weight, then you have to look what else could be causing a dog to digest and to absorb, but the food's not going to the dog. It's going to something else. What is that something else? Tumors. There are many tumors and many diseases. Dogs with severe heart disease, kidney disease, well, might eat more, and any kind of tumor. It seems like the tumor starts robbing the body of the nutrition it's eating. So, and by the way, many, many, many tumors don't show up on a blood work. Now, if the tumor is, say, of a liver tumor and it's starting to affect the liver tissue, then yes, you might see the ALT, right, or the ALT-phos or the AST go up. But a lot of tumors of organs that don't actually secrete any kind of enzyme that will end up in the blood. So there's no way to tell based on just blood work. So people ask me all the time, well, his bloods were perfect. How do you have this tumor? Because they don't show up. Tumors don't usually or don't always. Now, if it's a bloodborne tumor like leukemia, yes, that will show up on a blood test. But many tumors don't. Tried to potty train my five-month-old puppy. She is stubborn. What can I do? Well, it's a good question for Eloise. Vicky, you're online. So my recommendation is when you say try to train, have you done some really good crate training? See, dogs don't like to eliminate where they have to live and sleep and eat. So what sometimes we do is we need to positively reinforce them do going outside. So you keep them in a crate. When they're in the crate, they'd rather be with you, of course. So what do? Walk them frequently. When they take care of business outside, because they really don't want to go in their crate, they want to hold it in there, then you give them major praise. And part of the reward is now they get to come back inside and hang with you. If they go outside, they're out there for 10, 15 minutes, do nothing. You're not mad. Frustrated, yes, but you're not mad. And you put them, come inside nicely, put them back in the crate, maybe with a little food, maybe with a toy, not a toy. Don't reward them. And wait 20 minutes, half hour, and go it again. You do it again. If they don't go, put them back in the crate. Third time, if they finally go because they're holding it in, they go, then they get all this hugs, rewards, positive reinforcement. And when they come back inside, they get to be with you and not in the crate. So then they're going to start just making that distinction. Oh, I get it. I need to go outside, do some business outside before I get to be in the house and hang with mom instead of back in my crate. But most dogs, literally, they like being in that crate. In fact, a lot of people, after the dog is totally house trained, right? And you keep the crate door open all the time, you will find them going in their crate to sleep. So it's not a punishment. And you don't want it to be a punishment. It's really part of training. Is it always stomach issue if a dog eat grass? Oh boy, you know what? I wish anybody could answer that. We don't know. Now, one thing we do know, that the grass is sweet. The chlorophyll may settle their stomach a little bit, but what they don't realize is that 20 minutes, half hour, an hour later, they're going to vomit because of that grass. So why do they do it? Because there's something called aversion therapy. For a dog to eat something that makes them vomit immediately, right? Then they will have this aversion to it. They want to eat it again because they don't like that feeling. But if it's past 15 or 20 minutes later, they don't make the association. So if they liked it while they were eating it, which they often do with grass, they're going to go eat it again. So avoidance therapy, aversion therapy can help, but unfortunately, grass doesn't fit that bill. Now, some people say, oh, it's because they know it settles their stomach. It's grass, it's fiber, it's going to help things through. That may be true. I don't think none of us can prove one way or the other because you can't ask the dog. It's one of those things I think is going to remain 100% scientifically unanswered forever, unless we get somebody who really knows how to communicate with dogs. Sometimes I think I do, but I'm not so sure. All right, let me see. Hello, hello. What test recommendations in California? What test? All right, Callie, Isabella, Frenchies, test for what? What test and recommendations in California for what? Tell me. By the way, I have a client, for any of you Frenchie people out there, he's got a litter of pure Frenchies. It was an accidental litter. He obviously had to pay a lot of money. He's asking, I don't like $300. And if anybody knows, anybody who wants a Frenchie, I'm reaching out to the Frenchie breeders also, want to donate. He just needs to get homes for these Frenchies. And he's tried to give them away. And obviously, he'd rather at least recoup some of the money from the cost. But that's all. He's not looking to make a profit at all. He's got three left. Blueberries, sweet potatoes, carrots, too much sugar for a dog. I don't think so, but it depends. I don't know if it's sugar that's the problem. It may be with sweet potatoes, for example. It may be the fiber. When you say too much, they'd have to eat a lot. I don't think the sugar is an issue. But again, it could be. But maybe too much fiber. If they have diarrhea, let's put it this way. What happens? If there's too much sugar, it's retaining a lot of the fluid. So then you're going to have a lot of diarrhea. So let that be your gauge. But if they're eating it and they're doing totally fine, then I'm not too worried. All right, we got a break. I'm a little now 7-8 minutes after my break time. That's why Mark is giving me dirty looks. So I need, I'm going to take a break here on Pet Life Radio, Instagram. We'll keep talking for a little bit. Mark, take it away.
Oh, sure. It's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone. That's right. We are animals. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we are back here live. So, anyway, there was a question came in about a dog, a Frenchie, whose jaw got locked and lasted about 30 minutes. He could tell he was uncomfortable. He was salivating. But, you know, just like people, they get a misalignment. People that they grind their teeth at night, they wear those braces. So it could be just a simple thing as that. If it happens with regularity, then I think we should know. What brand or recommendation do you have, Kelly? Let's go back. What am I missing here about what test and recommendation? A brand for what? You have this Frenchie's high. Give me more information. What test are we talking about? And recommendations, California, for what? What are we looking for? And the brand. It says, what brand recommendation do you have? Tell me what we're talking about. Were you talking about flea control, testing for what? Let me just give me a little bit more, and I'll be happy to answer. All right. My Malamute was diagnosed with diabetes insipidus. Okay. Just had another renal test, and his numbers were normal. Okay. So understand that with diabetes insipidus, that has nothing to do with the kidneys. The kidneys are doing their job based on antidiuretic hormone. Antidiuretic hormone is what sends a signal to the kidneys and through the brain, from the brain to the kidneys. Okay, guys, we're about 30% dehydrated. We need to recoup, save about 30% of the water that's taken in this day to replenish the body. The rest, feel free to pee out. So kidneys themselves with diabetes insipidus can be totally normal. So there are a number of things you can do. The old-fashioned test was a water deprivation test. That has sort of fallen out of favor because it's more challenging. You know, they would say you decrease water by a certain amount of percent, okay? And then you will slowly get to the point where you deprive them of water. And when the water is deprived, what should happen, a normal kidney with not diabetes insipidus will finally concentrate. You do the concentration. As long as they can concentrate above 1025, all right, or not lose 5% of the body weight, then it's not diabetes insipidus. Psychogenic polydipsia, they just like to drink. A lot of like puppies will do that too. They just drink more than they need to. All right. Now, so what else can be done? So the next step is DDAVP. It's a medication that for people, it is used as a nose drop. Okay. Well, we take it and we open the lid. We put it into a different container and you put it into their eye. You alternate eyes. One drop. Every day you do a different eye. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Okay. And you measure their specific gravity. If they're then able to actually hold water and the water specific gravity of the urine goes up, then there's your diagnosis. It was diabetes insipidus. So anyway, these are things we have to do. Speak to your veterinarian, but it's really a fairly easy test. The reason why we didn't do it initially is the DDAVP was so expensive. You know, it was easier and cheaper to do the water depth study. But then with somebody, you have to prepare them for a few days. You have to gradually decrease the water before you do the 24-hour water deprivation. Sometimes do the DDAVP. It's so much easier and it's not that expensive. Okay. Potty training for 2 days. Write down every time they pee and poop and you will see a pattern. Also take the dog on a leash every 3 hours until bedtime. Remove water by 8. Take out late night before. Yeah, so we're pretty much on the same page. Vicky, so you see the story that she said again for that dog who's peeing night. You can do 2 days. You do write down every time they pee and poop, and you'll see a pattern. Then start taking the dog out on a leash every 3 hours until bedtime. Remove water by 8, which we talked about, and then one late night before you go to bed. All right, soon CMRO join. Hi guys. When I said you could have me in the scope of the balloon. Yeah, the scope with the balloon. Yeah, you don't want to, if you can do it this week, I'd say do that. If it's going to take till August, 100% not. I will make a call to one of my colleagues. And if we can't do that, we'll try to push it down or maybe take a grabber and see if it's something we can grab up. It might just be a clump of food, but that's what we need to do because something's stuck there. All right. Is there any of the advertised oral allergy meds work? Cytopoint is so expensive. Well, yes, Cytopoint and Apoquil are both expensive, especially if you get to big dogs. So I wish there was magic. When we have a really big dog and finances is the issue, I would then say we should pretty much try good old-fashioned prednisone. You know, you got to remember one thing. Am I old-fashioned? Yes. Is using Pred for allergy old-fashioned? Yes. But guess what? Before Apoquil and Cytopoint, we did it for years and years. And as long as you do it judiciously, as long as you are respectful of the potential side effects, and you start with blood tests, and you follow, and you maintain a good watch on them, if as long as you're like really judicious with it, you're not going to have a problem. And that's how we do. It's called the decreasing dose. We start with a twice-a-day dose, then we go to once a day, then we go to every other day, and then we can even go every third day, as long as we're getting the response that we want. So it's not the end of the world, and that will be an alternative. And of course, you can also try, again, depending on what the lesions are, make sure, even with any of these, make sure that you are also getting the secondary bacterial infection under control. If you just try to treat allergy and you don't treat the secondary bacterial infection, they're going to continue to scratch. So we don't want that. All right. Dog is a hot spot, constantly itching himself. What should I do? All right. Now, again, hot spot, the same thing. They pick a spot and they just go at it, go at it. The reason why they keep going at it, once they break the skin, they get secondarily infected. You absolutely need to treat the infection as well as the allergy. And that's critical with hot spots. Also, what's the dog's number one enemy? All right, when it comes to hot spots, what do you think? It's the tongue. So you gotta have a cone on them. They have to have 100%. You need to keep them away from that area. Now, if it's way up in the front, it could be their back leg scratching. That not as much you can do about that. You can put a sock, you can put a booty on, but that's a little more challenging. But if it's in the back end, it's their tongue. So you go, the collar is important. Sada only worked 5 weeks on him. We need to repeat the injection. Yes. You're lucky you're getting 5 weeks. Cytopoint usually just advertises 4 weeks. I have some dogs go 6 to 8 weeks. It all depends on the severity. Now, right now, because we're in allergy season, it could be there. It's needed more often. But during the winter, it may be not as bad. So, but again, if you need to, stop the Cytopoint and try this prednisone. Like tree oil for hot spots and cone until it heals. Is that good? Tea tree oil, not bad. Look, there are a lot of home remedies. Anything that's soothing could help. And even a topical, even Bactine pain relief. Bactine, remember good old Bactine? I mean, it's been on the market for a zillion years. And now they have Bactine pain relief with, it has literally lidocaine within the formulation. So not only is it anti-infection, it is antimicrobial, it's a good cleaning, it's soothing, but now with the lidocaine, it actually numbs the area topically. So they don't have this major urge to keep going at it. So try Bactine pain relief. I like it. I hope I didn't miss anyone. If I miss somebody, you know what to do. Reach me anytime during the week. Here on Instagram, Werbs_DVM. You're here already. You know how to get a hold of me. If on Pet Life Radio, just go to Dr. Jeff at PetLifeRadio.com. You can get me that way. And probably just looking at the names here, many of you have my cell phone. So if need be, you can always reach me on cell, send me a text. Don't leave messages. I even say on my outgoing message, don't leave a message. I hardly ever listen to them, but I listen to them. I accidentally hit the button and I see, oh my God, I see 40 of them. Why are these people leaving messages? I say right on my outgoing message, don't leave a message. Send me a text. Anyway, easy enough to get a hold of me. So anyway, same bat time, same bat channel here. For all of you, have a happy, well, we'll see before the 4th. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Oh, no, we have one more week before the 4th. So we'll see you next week. And enjoy your day. Have fun with the fam. And I already got Father's Day cards, well, Grandfather's Day cards for my grandkids, which is so cute. They made it themselves. It was really adorable. All right, so we'll see you next week. Have fun, everybody.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.